The thing that jumped out for me when you were talking about Hermine, you said?
Yeah, Nassim Hermine.
The thing that jumped out for me was you said that he said, quote, "We haven't been ready as human beings." And I think that's a con. I think that is a major, major con. Now, I don't know if he acknowledges the conscious organization of power or not, but if he does not, that's a con. It is a major one. I hear this all the time. It's tied into that whole notion that, you know, violence and greed are inherent in our nature and we have to conquer that in order to move on as human beings. Now, that's a setup because power is creating these two separate worlds, one for the knowledge workers, the folks who have jobs in general, and the rest who don't will be in that barbarian category. That's why I began by saying that the citizen-barbarian divide is the key ideological construct of class, of power. In order to rule, they have to have us divided. And that means there have to be insiders and outsiders. And if you have embedded, if you put out a message that human beings aren't ready, as a global category, human beings, then those with the jobs easily will be duped into being when they're told that there's those unfortunate grumbling people out there. There's a reason they don't have jobs. They're still part of the barbarian horde. This has been used for millennia. And if we aren't aware of that and talking about it, back to Kempo's stance, we will easily be duped into turning against each other again at a moment when we have the technology to coordinate a global day of withdrawing our hands in order to plan an alternative social arrangement. This is the only thing that will end power. We don't need to evolve as human beings. We need to take our earth back. Let the earth help us heal, not some guru designed to keep us believing in the cons that power is laying the ground, is putting out there, planning. They plan. They have the luxury and the money and the means and the historical, what's the right word? Legacy. They've aggregated an enormous amount of confidence, belief in what they're doing. And we don't have that yet. We have to start these conversations so we can begin believing we have the ability to plan an alternative to what power is planning. We have to plan. They plan. They plan. And if we are not starting to plan now, then we are allowing the next generation to try to start all over again in vastly inferior position for challenging power, because this is the learning moment for power. They are watching and planning and studying everything we do so that the next generation, they will already have in place a lockdown. They will have checked everything that we have figured out right now. They will have a check for it.